Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. All right. Time for Issues Etc. blog of the week. What we do every week is we peruse the blogs, those blogs that have the Issues Etc. widget, which you can get for your blog at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support right at the bottom of the page. You'll find the widget. You can put it on your blog. We can't read your blog unless we know that it exists. And since we are not omniscient, send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know what your blog is. We'll start reading it. If you've written something lately that you think of is good, don't be afraid to send us an email, even if you've already let us know that your blog exists. Just say, hey, I wrote something. You might be interested. Consider it for Issues Etc. blog of the week. We had someone do that this week. Say something you might look at. Don't get your feelings hurt if we don't pick it. But, we will always make sure that we post our picks at our website, as we will today, for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
My pick this week is Confessional Gadfly by Pastor Eric Brown. It's a blog post titled, What People Don't Get About the Three Uses. Here's what ends up frustrating me most about when people end up talking about the three uses of the law. There is only one law. That's it. God's law. The Holy Spirit uses that law in three different ways, but it is the one and the same law that is used in different ways. You cannot preach first use or second use or third use. You preach the law, and the Holy Spirit uses it as He wills. What you think will guide may curb or it may accuse. What you think will accuse may in fact guide. You are not in control of what the Word does, O preacher. You simply preach and the Holy Spirit does the rest. Now before you get your dander up, let me make a comparison. In the Catechism, we confess that the Lord's Supper works the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. It's not three suppers. It's not as though the supper has three different parts that you get to micromanage and control. It's not as though you can say, today I will administer the supper in such a way as to give only salvation, but not forgiveness and life. No, there is one supper, and it gives three things. Or we can talk about what it gives from three different angles. Likewise, there is only law. There are not multiple types of law any more than there are multiple types of the Lord's Supper. Now, what does the law do? Well, the Spirit will use it in multiple ways, just as we can speak of the supper bringing us multiple things. But you realize in both cases, either law or gospel, it's still the Holy Spirit doing everything, right? My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Confessional Gadfly by Pastor Eric Brown.
All right, that's great. That was fantastic. He said it better. I mean, reflecting thoughts that I've thought many times myself. Absolutely brilliant. My pick is, and I'll let you go see it for yourself because it's really more visual than it is verbal. And when you actually read what this particular, what's being highlighted in this particular blog pick, I defy anyone to explain to me what it means. A perfect example of how when the church departs from a biblical vocabulary and way of thinking about the church, it just gets off into complete and utter nonsense. The blog is called Stand Firm, and the blog post, and again, we'll have this at our website, is called Did You Know That Your Church's DNA is Defined by Five Components That Create the Platform for All Vision Casting? That's right. That's what it's called. And even more remarkable than the title is the chart that it highlights. It's a little graphic that I encourage you to click on it and just try to make any sense of it. And ask yourself the question, where is any of this at all in the Bible? It comes from the blog Stand Firm. It's a little graphic from the Transforming Churches Network, which I defy anyone to make any true biblical sense of it. It's just jargon, gobbledygook, and well, I think the Bible would just call it endless words. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., we'll be talking with Suzanne Venker about marriage and the modern woman.
Ministry happens at church. This is a radio outreach. You're listening to Issues Etc.